The six P's, what to do before you ever get in front of a lead. Just like marathon runners spend a lot of time getting ready for the race, successful recruiting is all about preparation. It's not what you see marathon runners doing during the race that determines their success. It's what they did before the race that determines their success. More than 2,000 years ago, the brilliant Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu wrote that when two opposing armies meet, the leader who makes calculations in his head before the battle versus the leader who doesn't think forward will win the battle. The same theory works in the world of recruiting. The recruiter who plans ahead versus the recruiter who does not will win the accession. Unfortunately, too many recruiters overlook this preparation, which is critical to their success. Below are the six P's that apply to recruiting and should be completed before you ever get in front of a lead. Number 1. Positioning. How you position yourself. Number 2. Prospecting. The way you prospect will be driven by the way you position yourself. 3. Pre-call planning. You need to prospect and have a qualified lead before you can prepare for pre-call planning. 4. Presence. How you're going to define your persona and position yourself for your face-to-face. 5. Punctuality. Being there ahead of time and arriving early for your meeting. 6. Process. The system that you follow when in front of the applicant. It's important to understand that each of these need to be completed in the sequence of which it's listed before you go to the next one. For example, you need to position yourself before you prospect. Make sense? You need to determine your pre-call strategy before you can determine your presence, which is how you're going to come across to that person. The sequence is very important and should be done in this logical order. Let's elaborate now on each of them. Positioning. This is defining precisely how you want your leads to perceive and value you, the Air Force Reserve, and the opportunities you can offer them. This needs to be done within the context of the image you display, the service you represent, the expertise, and your personal sales philosophy. Now, in terms of positioning, many times recruiters usually don't understand how that relates to them as a recruiter. They think of positioning like branding a product, or, in your case, a branch of the armed forces. You can position yourself as more than simply a recruiter representing the Air Force Reserve. You can be postured as a career counselor, successful testimonial, military and Air Force Reserve expert, an advocate, and as a creative problem solver. For all those things, you have to determine how you want to position yourself before you do anything. But there's more to successful positioning. It also includes the way you dress, your style, your image, your manners. It's the way you carry yourself, the condition of the vehicle you drive, whether it's clean or whether it's dirty, and the etiquette you display. All of these things are all part of your positioning. Whether you are very active in organizations or associations that your leads and influencers belong to, they position you. Positioning is what is seen from the outside world, not what you'd like it to be, but what in fact it really is. The second P is prospecting. This is the identification and implementation of carefully defined strategies you will use to get you and your message in front of the right leads and in the right markets. What tactics you choose to prospect with will, in large measure, be defined by the positioning strategy you decided to employ. Now, whether it's direct mail, advertising, national leads, list refinement, and telephone prospecting, center of influence events, networking, school visits, perpetuation and referrals, or a myriad of other ways available to you, you need to be consistent and relentless with your prospecting. The next is pre-call planning. This is the most frequently overlooked P of the entire group, and it's far more than amateurishly rehearsing your sales interview or role-playing what you'll actually do when you're in front of the lead. Instead, it's the critical data gathering that's so essential for your recruiting success. You need to have a pre-call checklist that you complete for every sales interview you make. Even if it's a mental checklist, do something. You need as much data as you can gather as it relates to things like, is this person the decision maker, or will someone else be involved, as a buffer, as an internal advocate? What made them decide to agree to meet with me in the first place? What is their previous experience, if any, with the military? What questions are they likely to ask me? What might they find most appealing about the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity? What might they find least appealing about the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity? This knowledge makes a huge difference, especially in a recruiting climate wrought with competition, access to lots of information on the internet, some false, some true, and a nation at war. Things are changing so rapidly inside the military that you have to be that well prepared, because it could be any number of situations that you walk into. The next P is presence. Based upon your pre-call work, you now need to determine precisely the way you want to package yourself and present your opportunities, the Air Force Reserve, and your potential solutions. This is as fundamental as, how will you dress? What sales aids or sales tools will you need to have available? There's nothing less impressive than someone saying, "I have this right here," and then they reach into their briefcase or desk drawer and can't find it. These situations will cause doubt in the minds of your leads for you to be able to get them what they want. The presence that you decide to show your leads, in many ways, is going to be dictated by your pre-call planning. Now, with our private sector clients, we often tell their salespeople to dress one notch above their customers. That's because you don't want to look exactly like them. It's very important to create the right presence. In your case, your uniform of the day choices might be limited by military policy. Follow those policies, no matter what uniform you're wearing to an appointment with a lead, applicant, or influencer, and be sure to look your best. Next is punctuality. Don't make a poor first impression or presence by not being punctual. Even if you've done many things to create a first-class presence and then you're late, you've blown the whole thing. This comes from ineffective time management. If you've scheduled too many appointments, too close together, and your second appointment runs over, you become late for your third. Suddenly, there's a lost opportunity because you're not fully prepared, mentally or with all your materials, because you're running late. We found that in 95% of the selling-related jobs we have benchmarked, self-management, which is really what time management is one of the top five personal skills the employee needs to be successful. The Air Force Reserve Recruiter Benchmark lists self-management as its third most important personal skill. Your inability to manage your time will affect your punctuality and will also affect your presence, because you'll look like you're running late. Here are some things to consider to being punctual. Do you have accurate directions to find the location of your appointment? Do you know precisely where to go? Do you know how long it takes to get there? Have you called to confirm the time and the appointment? Be sure you arrive 15 minutes early. Some people call it Lombardi time, named after the late Vince Lombardi, the highly successful head coach of the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League. In fact, Lombardi time used to be taught at the Air Force Recruiting School. We encourage you to arrive 15 minutes ahead of time, because you're going to need time to relax, become familiar with your surroundings, and mentally prepare yourself for the next P, which is process. Now, in your case, the selling process is impact, investigate, meet, probe, apply, convince, tie it up. Are you following this linked sequential process in front of your leads? Research indicates salespeople who wing it have only a 42% chance of being successful, while those who follow a linked sequential system have a 93% chance of making it. When you follow the steps of impact, you will know exactly how you will proceed and precisely how you will develop trust. Ask the right questions. Present your solutions. Sell value. Deal with objections. Ask for the commitment and handle paperwork. After all of the hard work, this is not the time for experimentation. It's time for the execution of your carefully defined game plan. So, let's review the six P's one more time. Positioning, prospecting, pre-call planning, presence, punctuality, process. The six P's that need to occur before you ever have a face-to-face with a lead. If you fail to do these things, you will never be as effective as you should be and as you need to be. Remember, you should always do your best to complete one P before you move on to the next P. It's all part of the process.